Hi.
I said to myself, just because I'm a middle-aged teacher, it doesn't mean that I shouldn't look good and healthy. Is that right?
Right.
So I've got a very tight and busy training program, so sorry, but I've got 5 more seconds to go. How are you doing, guys?
Fine.
What do I look like? Does it show?
Masculine.
Masculine. Thank you very much. So, we've got the 2 kids from the American International School of Budapest, and Olga, hi.
Hi.
This is the first time you've come.
Yeah.
And your mother tongue is?
Russian.
And Rudy, how are you doing?
I'm fine.
And my students from Fazekas, Emeshe, Judy and David, how are you doing?
Fine.
And give me a nice wave.
Hi.
You're fine.
We are fine, thanks, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for the question.
All right. And you've got a couple of words on the screen. And the first is, and could you please try and say them in English? Mole.
Mole.
Maybe what?
Very good idea. No. Korchu.
Thin.
Thin? We'll come back to this. Thank you very much. It's a very good idea. Aftereš.
Break.
Break.
Some kind of break.
A queen.
Say it again.
Breakthrough.
Because of the queen.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Étrend.
Menu.
Menu. Good idea. No. Tetszeleg. And the last one is lényeg. Okay. So it's going to be about bodybuilding and the body. So first, I'm going to ask the girls, you one, the two, and the others, think of the ideal man. And I'm not talking about qualities, I'm talking about appearance. Hair, eyes, build, Olga, would you stand there? The ideal man?
Dark hair, dark eyes, Mediterranean.
Good.
It's me.
Build. build. How tall?
190 something. 190 something.
And very strong, or
just normal, like sportive type of.
Thank you very much, Rudy.
Yeah, dark hair, brown eyes, taller than me, and a little masculine.
A little masculine. Would you stand up for a second? Just taller than you. Would you? Would you? Right, this way, please. Is she taller than me?
No.
No, okay, fine. Okay. Right, Judy?
I have my ideal man.
So you don't want to talk about it?
I can. Mm-hmm. Blue eyes. Brown hair. Masculine.
Right, okay.
178.
Exactly, 178. Emeshe?
Yeah, blue. I like blue eyes. Brown hair, and it's not very demanding to be taller than me. That's it.
Vanda, you can say it in Hungarian.
Egyetértek Emesében, igen, annyiban, hogy esetleg legyen nála magasabb, de mégsem esetben az sem baj, ha alacsonyabb. A szeme teljesen mindegy, milyen színű legyen számomra, csak kifejező legyen. És a kigyúltság roppant nem fontos. Esetleg ne legyen lekvár. Ugye ezt ismerik mindannyian, az amerikai diákokon kívül. Egy picit azért, hát az ápoltság feltétlen látszik rajta.
Good. Very good. Now, we are going to have something for you, and the question is it the ideal, or are they the ideal man? Do they look like the ideal man? Can we have it now, please?
No.
Pumping up, working out. Look at them. Wow. What are they doing? Why? So, okay, now this is the time to vote. If you think, girls, if you think that they were very attractive, there are three categories, very attractive, okay, and disgusting. Very attractive, okay, disgusting. Why?
Game over on
Emerson, why?
I think it's too much, and I think they pay too much attention to their body, and I think that's not very good.
Rudy, you agree?
Yeah, I agree.
Not exactly the same?
Yes.
Yes?
Not natural.
Would you speak up a little?
It's not natural.
It's not natural?
No.
Okay, good. Now it's just for a sort of gender balance. I would like the boys here, Matyi, Zsolt and David, close your eyes. and think of the ideal woman, the woman of your dreams, because it's going to appear on the screen.
My God.
Look at them. Martin?
Wonderful.
You like them or not?
Not so much.
What's the problem? You can speak Hungarian.
Túl kövérek.
Okay.
Igen, így nyakig. Jó.
Amint felülről.
Igen, ez jó.
David, your task is to analyze them in English.
And they have to be overweighted, especially at the bottom. Mm-hmm. Yes, so, well, that's all.
So not the ideal?
Not the ideal, absolutely.
Okay. Now, if we could have a couple of words on the board in connection with being a little bit overweight, being fat, and somebody said fat, which is negative. I mean, it's very impolite to say fat, but we have other words like plump, obese, chubby, and tubby. Now, which two would you choose as being the most impolite, very, very impolite and very rude to say? Rudy?
Obese.
What does that mean?
Overweight, you know?
Very unhealthily. Very, yeah. I mean, yeah. Fat in a very unhealthy way. And what is the other?
Tubby.
Tubby. Can you say what it means? Tubby?
Orga? Oh, no clue.
Yeah. You don't know that. If it's not too tall, on the other hand, it's a little bit short and overweight with a round stomach. With a round stomach, that's tubby. And plump is pleasantly fat. In Hungarian, I would say molett. Mm-hmm. Pleasantly fat. And chubby, we use chubby in connection with children.
Face.
Yeah.
What would you call it in Hungarian?
Puffy.
Puffy, but it in a pleasant way, it's nice. Right. Now again, boys, close your eyes, because this time, I promise, you are going to meet the woman of your dreams. The woman of your dreams is going to come up on the screen in no time. That's not bad, but we are going to see it. Yes, here we go. Open your eyes. Again?
It's not so real.
Well, yeah, but look at the figure.
Look at the shape.
David?
Unnaturally thin, I think. It's really thin. Look at the necks. They're extremely long. Unnaturally thin.
So not your cup of tea?
No.
Not your cup of tea. Okay. Because this was the ideal of the 60s. Have you ever heard of the name of Twiggy? Wearing miniskirts and being very, very thin. And if I could have the next table on the screen, we have thin. If you say that somebody is thin, it's negative. But again, I would like you to try and find two words that are not that negative.
Slim.
Skinny.
Slim? Emesha?
Slim, that's for sure. And I don't know the other one.
Skinny is negative.
Negative.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It means bony.
Yes. What about you, Rudy?
The negative ones?
Yeah. The negative ones.
Okay. Emaciated.
Emaciated,
yeah.
And
skinny.
Skinny. Gebe. Nagyon gebe. Okay? And lean means sikar, somebody who is strong and athletic, but thin, like Maci.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So you are lean.
Not skinny, lean.
No, and slim means karcsú, so that's absolutely positive. Okay, how about a map? Let's travel to a far away land. And it's going to be Africa, and look at Kenya, right? And we're going to listen to something, and there's going to be Mombasa in this report. And it's Kenya, okay? The east of Africa. And you're going to meet the idol of the 90s, the beautiful woman, the beautiful figure of the 90s, and her name is Gladys, and she's very, very figure conscious. And I would like you to enjoy the Kenyan English accent. That's something special. I hope you're going to enjoy that. And your job is to find out a lot of things about Gladys. So what do we learn about Gladys try to find every detail, you and you in Hungarian, okay? Shall we have it now, please?
29-year-old Gladys Oboya is not your ordinary single mother. Over and above raising her 9-year-old son, Elvis, Gladys has made a name for herself raising weights and pumping iron. She's Kenya's first professional female bodybuilder, a rare woman in this macho man's world.
Was it easy to understand?
No.
Rudy, anything you understood?
I couldn't understand.
Nothing?
It's so hard. Okay, she's a bodybuilder, right? And, God.
Well, can you help her?
20 or 39?
29? 29.
And she's a single mother.
Right. The name of the son?
I didn't get that.
Elvis? Elvis. So she's, well, Elvis and 29-year-old single mother. She has a son called Elvis, and she is the first professional bodybuilder in Kenya.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Good. And the last sentence was, a rare woman in this macho man's world. Mm-hmm. Macho. Everybody uses this word, macho, but I wonder if you know what it means, macho. Mm-hmm. Can you put it in a sentence? Olga, can you put it in a sentence?
Somebody that's...
like a man or a woman?
A man.
Definitely a man.
Usually, yeah.
Yeah?
Mostly.
Judy?
Who thinks that he's trendy, really cool, and self-confident.
Mm. Right, and there's one more very important element. Macho? Any ideas?
Good.
Vanda?
Önmagával kissé többet törődő, azaz a túlzásba vívott hiú.
Yeah, he wants to be thought of as very strong, not easily upset. And there's one more very important element. A macho man thinks that women are less important than men, and their job is to serve men.
It's
disgusting,
sexist.
Isn't it?
It's sexist.
It's disgusting.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Now, let's move on a little. And, I've got another card for you. It's a breakthrough. It's an important advance in any field. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I would like you to listen to the next episode or the next extract, the next bit, and find out what the breakthrough in Kenya is.
Gladys' instructor, Patrick Kitao, has been the driving force behind her breakthrough into the bodybuilder's world.
People are changing nowadays. It's not like before. Before, most of the ladies used to find it very hard to come over to the gym because they had the mentality that when you come and work out in the gym, you'll definitely build muscle. But now it's changing. Most of the ladies are joining the gym because they realize that with the weight training, you can use weight training to build muscles, to tone, and to keep yourself in good shape.
Could you catch the breakthrough?
Yeah.
Yeah? No? 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 Yes. Rudy?
To keep in shape. Lose weight, just to look good.
Yeah, and before
the breakthrough into the men's bodybuilders world or something like that?
Yeah. Only men used to go to these gyms. And now, because of Gladys, not just men, but Gladys started it, and now all the women can go to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the real breakthrough. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, cats and dogs, we have diet here. Diet. Are you food conscious? Do you really watch what you eat, Olga?
Not really. Well, my mom's around, yeah, but...
So not really. Your answer is not really. Rudy?
Sometimes. But when I'm with friends, I just eat anything.
But usually you...
Yeah, I kind of watch what I eat.
Right. Okay. Emesha?
Not really.
No, you don't care, Judy?
A lot of chocolate.
You eat a lot of chocolate? And you, David?
I usually do.
And what is the food you eat?
Well, I usually eat a lot of fruits, salads, all kinds of salads.
Mm-hmm.
I do sports, so I have to
watch this carefully. Okay. Now you're going to meet Gladys again, and would you just try and find out what three things she's really conscious about? Okay. Could we have it?
As well as working the weight, a top bodybuilder has to watch their diet carefully, although Gladys has taken that in her stride as well.
No special diet. I eat kawaida food, just the food that you find in the market. The only things I emphasize on is the fat intake, sugar intake, and salt intake. That's it.
Could you catch that? The three things? Okay, what were they? Emesha?
I need two of them. Sugar and salt.
Would you say it again?
Sugar and salt.
And what is the third?
Fat.
Fat, sugar, and salt. Are you food conscious at the back? You really watch what you eat, or you don't care? You just go to McDonald's and Burger King's and whatever.
I eat everything when I see.
Yeah.
But you don't.
You're lucky. You're lucky. You can. Okay. Oh, I've got a surprise for you. A fantastic thing here. If it comes up.
Yeah.
Right. This is it. How do you like it?
Beautiful.
This is a trophy. And my middle son, Balint, won it a couple of years back. It says Lazy J Ranch Camp. Fifth session, beginning horse show. It shows here, horse show. And see, being very good at horseback riding is in the family. It's hereditary, it's in the genes. He's very good at horseback riding and I'm very good at watching it. So we're all very, very clever. Right, now I believe you've got some medals and coins and stuff. So this is the time to show these things. Olga, have you got anything?
I'm not into sports.
You're not interested in...
I'm more artistic person.
Right. So this is the program for you.
Yeah, majorly.
Okay. Right, okay. Rudy?
Yes, I have one. It's right here.
Yeah? Could you say, just hold it firmly, and could you say a couple of sentences?
Okay, I got this for volleyball at the school I'm going at right now. And it's my special award because I've never gotten an individual award for volleyball.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And this is your favorite sport?
No, basketball is my favorite sport, right. And so it's boring with all the other medals.
Thank you very much. Thanks a lot. And congratulations. Emesha?
Well, my medal is not as spectacular as yours, but and it's my brother's. It's due to my brother, and there was a competition in his school, and he won it there.
Yeah, what kind of...
Swimming.
Swimming.
Yeah.
Good. Congratulations to your brother. Yes?
It's my father's. He used to do canoeing for long years, and he used to do canoeing, and he was really talented in it.
Right.
And he won a lot of races.
Right. Okay, good. But you haven't won anything so far.
No.
So you're not really the sporty guy. Okay, and David, what about you?
This is not mine because I hate the atmosphere of sport competitions, but this is my mom's. This is from 1968. This is, I think it's a silver medal. She got this at a national championship of gymnastics.
Gymnastics, okay. Good. Now, Gladys won a very interesting trophy in Mombasa, Kenya. What is strange about her trophy? Would you, when you watch this, try to read what it says on the trophy, okay, with something very extraordinary, very weird. Can we have it, please?
The diet and the punishing workout regime have begun to pay off for Gladys. Last year, she won the best poser trophy at a competition in the coastal town of Mombasa, a triumph she shared with her son.
This my mom's trophy. It's from Mombasa. It says, best poser, Mr. Kenya. The year 1999, Tembo Disco, Mombasa.
So, what is funny about this trophy? Could you catch that, Judy?
Yeah, that was the best poser.
The best poser?
Mr.
Kenya. Why do you think it was like that?
Because they're used to having just men coming for the competition.
So again, we come back to the point of breakthrough. This was a real... breakthrough. Yes, they didn't even have a name for Miss Kenya, but I think next year they're going to have this title, right? Okay, let's come back to another word, this one, pose. What does that mean?
To make people look at you, watch out for you, to be trying to be impressive, attractive.
I think that's the second meaning. The first meaning is very obvious.
To stand or to sit somewhere
in order to be photographed, in order to be painted. Mm. That's the first meaning. The second meaning is to behave in an unnatural way and to pretend to be cleverer or more artistic than you really are. So, for example, his deep interest in literature is just a pose. right?
He's a poser.
He's a poser in French, right? Good. Okay, now I believe we are going to have something on the projector, and it's going to be especially good for David. Because David, if I know well, you've been studying Latin for 2.5 years. Is that true?
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. Mens sana in corpore sano. Got an idea what it might mean?
Mens is mind, in corpore is in body.
I know that. I know.
Fantastic. It's very good. You know it in English?
No.
You know it in English?
No.
You don't? You know it in Hungarian?
Yeah.
At the back, somebody knows it in... Nobody. Judy, what is it in English? Say it again. Yes, do you know it in English? The sound... Mind in a sound
body.
A sound mind in a sound body. And it's going to come up here. Right. This is a Latin dictum. And now I'm going to come up with a question. And it's going to be on the projector to give you something to think about. And the question is, what is the essence of sport? Essence. The most important quality of something, at the back you're listening, you're watching, essence, the most important quality of something. So what is the essence of sport? Just the body, a sound mind in a sound body. Olga, what do you think?
I don't think you should be asking me.
Because you're not really...
Because I'm not really into it.
All right, good. Rudy?
Okay, the essence of sports is learning how to work together with other people, like teamwork, and also... having a goal to achieve something or something.
Right. So be disciplined.
Yeah.
Okay. Emesha?
Yeah, and of course it's healthy to your body and it prevents a lot of kind of illnesses.
Right.
It works off your temper.
Very good. Very good. Anything important you would like to add to it?
It develops many skills of yours. I mean, logics. If you talk about chess, it develops...
Yeah.
It develops... spirit, if you talk about martial arts, I don't know.
Okay, the last question in connection with this. How do you feel about bodybuilding then? So we've been talking about sport and the essence of sport. Bodybuilding.
I think it's good as long as you don't overdo it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. To one point.
Some extent, yeah.
Yeah? Matyi, bodybuilding? You like it or not?
Csináltam egy ideig, meg is látszott, hát az is meglátszik, hogy nem folytattam.
Right, just one idea to stop this and to finish it off. I personally think that when you do some sport, it's because you want to be more disciplined or you want to achieve something, but not just to show how beautiful you are. So I'm a little bit against bodybuilding. Okay, now, I would like you to watch the whole program, the one, it's about 2 minutes, and could we have it now and again enjoy the Kenyan accent because I just love it. It's so wonderful.
29-year-old Gladys Oboya is not your ordinary single mother. Over and above raising her 9-year-old son Elvis, Gladys has made a name for herself raising weights and pumping iron. She's Kenya's first professional female bodybuilder, a rare woman in this macho man's world. Gladys's instructor Patrick Kitao has been the driving force behind her breakthrough into the bodybuilder's world.
People are changing nowadays. It's not like before. Before, most of the ladies used to find it very hard to come over to the gym because they had a mentality that when you come and work out in the gym, you'll definitely build muscle. But now it's changing. Most of the ladies are joining the gym because they realize that with the weight training, you can use weight training to build muscle, to tone, and to keep yourself in good shape.
As well as working the weight, a top bodybuilder has to watch their diet carefully, although Gladys has taken that in her stride as well.
No special diet. I eat kawaida food, just the food that you find in the market. The only food I emphasize on is the fat intake, sugar intake and salt intake. That's it.
The diet and the punishing workout regime have begun to pay off for Gladys. Last year, she won the best poser trophy at a competition in the coastal town of Mombasa. A triumph she shared with her son.
This my mom's trophy. It's from Mombasa. It says
best poser, Mr. Kenya, the year 1999, Tembo Disco, Mombasa.
All right, so you might remember the words. Would you just shout them out? Molet?
Plum. Plum.
Great. Korchu?
Slim.
Afterish?
Breakthrough.
Etrend?
Diet.
Tetzeleg?
Pose.
Lényeg?
Essence.
Great. Thank you very much, guys.
Főváros egy építész szemével.
Budapest története egy folyamatos fejlődésnek, egy folyamatos alakulásnak a története.
A főváros az itt élő emberek szemével.
Kialakul egy ilyen nemzetek fölött, kultúrák fölött és nyelvek fölött álló városi életmód.
Városrajzolatok. A sorozat első része ma 17 óra 15 perckor az M2-n.
Ez a fantasztikus platán az ország 10 legöregebb fájának egyike, Egerben van a strandon. Kérem szépen, a Városévő műsor csak 30 éves, de kétségkívül az ország legöregebb tévéműsora. Lesz benne most fürdő, Budapesten, Székesfehérvárat, elkalózom önöket a kultúra idei európai fővárosába, Pécsre és a tavalyi fővárosba, Linzbe is. Kérem, tekintsék meg a 30. év záróadását, a jubileumi műsort.